The movie Elephant opens in theaters nationwide today. The film is cast almost entirely with actual high school students, not actors, delivering mostly improvised lines.
He's so cute.
So cute. Did she see you?
Who?
Her, his girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Since when?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Are you joking?
I hope she didn't see you.
She hit a girl last time for that.
Hit a girl?
She slapped a girl.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
No
she
way.
Smiled, he smiled, she slapped her.
In Elephant, a normal day is turned upside down when two students named Alex and Eric walk into their high school with duffel bags filled with guns and start shooting. Reporter Alex Cohen spoke with Elephant director Gus Van Sant, who says his film was inspired by the Columbine shootings. And the movie's title? That was borrowed from an Alan Clarke movie about violence in Northern Ireland and refers to a problem that can be ignored about as easily as an elephant in the room. Van Sant says Clarke's film reminded him of another elephant.
We thought he might be thinking of the parable of the five blind men who come upon an elephant, and each of the blind men think that it's something different. One of them thinks it's like a snake because he has the tail, and one thinks that it's like a wall because he's touching the side of the elephant. It's another way to maybe look at the question of something like high school violence. It's hard to really see the actual thing.
Well, in real life, I think when we hear about school shootings, one of the first questions that people ask is why. In your mind, the two characters, Alex and Eric, who are responsible for the shooting in the film Elephant, why do they do it?
They probably have gotten into a place where they have decided to kill themselves and maybe while they're at it, hurt the people that they don't like in high school. Because they don't foresee any change when they grow up. They think that when they're older, things will be exactly the same as they are when they are in high school. In our film, however, we sort of allow the audience to watch the last 15 minutes of time within the high school just before Alex and Eric attack the school. We, you know, try to encourage the audience to mull them over and add things that they're coming to the movie with already.
Did you find that the kids that were in this film, did they see their lives in the same way?
Not everyone. I think everyone in the film that was going to high school, which is all the kids pretty much, were very familiar with high school violence. Being in high school presently, they were sort of had been schooled with this horrific thing. So they had very sophisticated ideas about what exactly was happening in high school and why things like a high school shooting might come about. The two killers definitely had an understanding that was somewhat disturbing, I think, that they thought that high school was enough of a challenge that they could see how kids could actually snap.
It's been about 4 years since the shootings at Columbine High School took place, and this fall there are several films that have come out that deal with school violence. Do you think audiences are ready to see this kind of historic event replayed out on the screen?
Well, I always thought that they were ready in the period when journalists were writing about it. It's sort of a similar question to, are they ready for a journalistic piece to come out about the event, you know, the day after it happened? A dramatic piece can have its own investigative quality, but I don't see drama as being a form that cannot be included in the reporting or in the investigation in something like a school shooting.
In one scene in the film, we see Alex and Eric, the two killers, planning out how they're going to go into the school and where they'll start shooting from, and they sound almost gleeful about it.
We'll have a field day down there.
Right.
I mean, come on. You got your Tech 9 and your rifle, and I've got my shotty and my .223 on my back.
Yeah.
And I got a couple pistols and a knife. Mm-hmm. We have enough explosives to last us almost a day. Most importantly, have fun, man.
Yeah, man.
Gus Van Sant, do you think that these two characters have any remorse about what they're going to do? And likewise, do you think when teenagers in real life go into a school and start shooting, do you think that they have any sense of what it is that they're about to do?
Well, that was based on things that we'd heard about some of the real events that were, you know, giving us information that there was a kind of adventurousness to the two killers. I think that their remorse happened probably right at the moment of their attack. They probably realized right at that moment that it wasn't the same as perhaps they thought it might be, you know, or might have been. which was, you know, something that was more, I think, connected to fantasy. I think that that probably changed very quickly.
But at that point, there's nothing they can do.
I think there was something they probably could have done, but they followed through and they, you know, kept going.
Gus Van Sant's new film is called Elephant. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And that interview from reporter Alex Cohen.